Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Do you happen to have 5 to 10 minutes, ma'am, for a quick survey, please?
Sure.
Okay. Bear with me for a few seconds. Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Will you say you are definitely going to vote, that you are very likely to vote?
I am always vote.
Definitely going to vote, okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrats?
Democrat.
What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian, Hispanic?
Caucasian.
What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think we're off the wrong track.
From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Traffic and congestion, inflation, and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance cost, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local governments, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency?
All of the above.
What is the one thing from that
list? Let's say the cost of insurance, for one. If I want to pick one, the cost of insurance.
Although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Will you lean slightly to vote for the Democratic candidate, or would you definitely vote for the Republican candidates, or would you probably vote for the Republican candidate, or would you lean slightly to the Republican candidates?
I vote for the candidate, not for the party. So so that would be difficult, but more likely, probably the Democratic Party.
Probably the Democratic Party candidate, correct?
Correct.
I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Cindy Lerner, will you say you have a very favorable?
No, never. I've never heard of
Never heard of? What about Richard Prasnick?
Never heard
of. Okay. What about Raquel Regalado?
Very unfavorable.
You will now be asked a few questions on a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Manny Cid, Alexander Otaola, Daniela Levine Cava?
Daniela Levine Cava.
And now would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
I will definitely be voting.
Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Prasnick, or Raquel Regalado?
Well, let's call Cindy Lerner because I would definitely not vote for Raquel Regalado.
Cindy Lerner?
Yeah.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Probably, once I know more about her.
Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Raquel Regalado is the problem.
On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County home owners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would have to know more about it specifically, but my tendency would be to yes, because we need to fight crime, we need to fight climate change, so I need to find more how it's worded.
But
yes,
would you say probably yes or definitely yes in favor?
Probably yes.
I am now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems. Whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. This statement would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Reglado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Let me put it this way. I wouldn't vote for anything of hers. Nothing. Zero. So it would be less likely.
That would be much or somewhat less likely?
No. Much less likely.
Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Reglado and her father are just more of the same. This statement, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Reglado?
Well, much less likely. She's part of it. She and her father, both.
Raquel Reglado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Reglado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Would this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Reglado?
Somewhat less likely.
As your county commissioner, Raquel Reglado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Would this statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Reglado?
Less likely, much less likely.
Raquel Reglado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Reglado has increased the investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline and ride share options. Would this statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Reglado?
Sir, I don't think you understand that. Her last move of going into Key Biscayne and arguing about electric mopeds and bicycles after they killed a tutor there and defending the right to ride them, that alone makes her unworthy for any kind of election to me.
Okay.
I don't need to go any farther. So don't waste your time, because anything that she does, I don't believe. And I go back to her father. I'm that old. Okay?
Okay.
They're both
It is no problem at all. I'm going to go ahead and skip her questions and proceed, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
I am now going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more or less likely, more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so, okay? Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling with this statement? Would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
Very much likely to vote for her.
As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Would this statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
It's not true. So I would make it less likely. I mean, more likely to vote for her, because what you're saying, it's not true.
Okay, would that be somewhat more or much more likely?
Much more.
As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Would this statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
I don't know. I'd have to, like I say, I need to read into what her platform is. I sell real estate, so I know what half the shit you've told me is a lie, prompted, I'm sure, by Raquel Regalado. So whatever, if this is for Raquel Regalado, you can count me out on anything that she does. And as I did for her father. If it's about Cindy smearing another candidate, that to me is complete turnoff. That means I vote for the smear candidate. And that goes from president on down. That's the way I vote.
Okay.
I'm sick tired of the press just smearing people and one candidate smearing the other. What about proving what they say they're going to do, which what Raquel Regalado says is what every commissioner says, in South Miami, where I'm a resident, in Dade County, where I'm a resident. And I'm telling you, this campaign smearing has to stop, because all it does is antagonize them. This has clearly been a smearing campaign for the Cindy Lerner, who I know nothing about, but the mere fact that Raquel Regalado's campaign is smearing her, that means that I will not vote for her, period. And that goes for any candidate that plays that game. I know my vote only comes for me, but I will stick to my plans, because I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit of smearing the candidate. You know? Believe me, if all that was me, I would be pounding my fist on the desk as well.
Okay. Would it
I'm a
be okay if I...
That still works. I've been in real estate for 45 years. I know all the areas you mentioned like the back of my hand. And I'm telling you, stay away from this kind of smearing, because it's going to make you make her lose more than she already is going to lose.
And while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values on the many properties they own and manage, so they can pay less in taxes. Would that make you much more likely, or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely, because I know it's a lie. Again, it's a lie. Okay, maybe the average stupid American would believe that, but I'm not stupid, and it is my field, and it's not true. Okay, so let's hang up, because I'm getting very angry. I'm trying to have dinner, and you can tell Luis Regalado that I don't vote for people who smear other people.
I'm going to go ahead and end it. Thank you.
Thank you.